You are listening to another Screenfish One-on-One, this time live with actor Greg Finley. Finley's new film is called Down East, in which he plays Tommy, an East Coast fisherman caught up in Maine's seedy underworld. When his former flame returns to ask questions about the death of her brother, Tommy is faced with a choice between being honest with the woman he loves and facing the wrath of the terrifying Kerrigan. In this one-on-one, we speak to Finley about The Code, the most powerful character in the film, and the appeal of unsatisfying endings. Welcome to the conversation. Welcome to Screenfish.
Thanks for chatting with me, Greg. I really appreciate it.
Yeah, thank you for having me.
I'm not going to lie. I really liked it. I thought it was a great film.
Thank you. I really appreciate that.
Now, Joe wrote and directed it, but am I right? Is it based on an idea that you had for the story?
Yeah. So I wrote the original, 14 years ago.
Wow. Okay.
And it kind of stemmed from that. I hooked up with Ed and Joe of APS Films, and Joe did a complete rewrite. I mean, it's you know, Joe's story now, but it's, you know, there's elements that are loosely based on things in my life and, you know, the characters. And of course, you know, I my whole thing was I wanted to shoot a movie in my hometown and they were game for that. And we made it happen.
Yeah. I mean, it was such a great story. And I mean, it's got shades of like The Town, some of these great mob movies. What is it about, you know, you said this is your hometown. So what was it that you wanted to be authentic to this world?
It's a fictional story.
I hope it's not an autobiography.
Yeah, no, but not by any stretch. But, you know, in 2005, when I was first starting out and I was working, you know, random jobs in LA, I wasn't really auditioning for things I was interested in. So I just kind of was like, I want to do a movie, and gosh, it'd be a cool thing to do it in my hometown, just in a complete like dream world. Right. Yes. And there's something about Portland, you know, there's been movies in, you know, Maine, as far as like in the woods or on the coast, like a romantic style movie, but Portland, as beautiful as it is, it's very gritty. And I knew it would be a director's and a cinematographer's dream to shoot there if I ever had the opportunity. And so the opportunity came, and I'm just so grateful. But it was more so just, it wasn't necessarily the story. It was more like, okay, I want to shoot something here. And then the story just came.
Yeah, no, that's true. That's great. There's so many great dynamics in the film. And I was wondering if you could talk a little bit about The Code. There's this code going on between the characters, things you do, things you don't do. I was wondering, how would you define the code? How would these characters to you? How would your character?
The code about what? Not ratting out and not.
Yeah.
There's that culture, you know, of just, I don't know if it's a generational thing, but you just kind of, you know, in those towns, you just kind of keep your mouth shut and you know, you never want to be a rat. But in Tommy, my character's situation, you know, he didn't really have much of a choice. I mean, I guess he did, but he's under the thumb of Kerrigan, the crime boss. And, you know, Tommy, he's beaten down and he's scared. And ever since that incident with Mikey, he's a different person, and he just lives in fear. Mm-hmm. And of course, you know, it takes Emma and it takes certain things to make him overcome his fear and turn his life around.
Yeah, Tommy's a great character. And one of the things I noticed, too, is Tommy, you said he's sort of under the thumb of Kerrigan. He also seems to be sort of caught, like the younger generation seems to want a way out, but they're struggling to find it. What is it about that world that makes breaking free so difficult?
I think because it's all he's ever known. Mm-hmm. And, you know, when, you know, he makes a mention that he's a townie. Yeah. And he's, you know, if you're in that world and you're in that town and that's all you know, you don't go on a vacation anywhere and you don't see anything else. And, you know, you feel like you have to stay around to help your father or your family or your friend. You feel trapped. You really do. And it takes a spark to make that move.
One of the things now, I think it's near the end of the film, but, sorry, one second. I just want to make sure I know who it is that said it, because it was, I love the line.
No, of course. Say the line and I'll know. Don't worry about it.
You all have a time in your life when you define who you are. And when you,
that's Marty. That's Marty. Marty.
That's who it is.
Yeah. That's like one of the last lines of the movie. And, that's Kirk Fox being a genius. But, you know, I think that was like an improv line.
Really?
But don't quote me, because Joe might kill me for saying that. I'm not quite sure. But that seems very much like a Kirk thing to do. And I don't even know if he meant it to fit in the story so well, but it did, right? For all the characters.
Yeah, absolutely. So my question is this: how do you think Tommy would define who he is at the beginning and maybe at the end of the film?
You know, to not give too much away, but I think the ending is somewhat of a tragic ending, because I don't want to say too much, but I feel like he has that weight off of his shoulder, at least with Emma, the person he loves the most. You know, he's not hiding this deep, dark secret anymore. And, I feel like he's a better man for it. But as you see the movie, you know, escaping that world is tough. That's all I'll say about that.
You know, that's the hard part about these interviews and stuff.
I know.
I want to ask struggling. You. Yeah. Without giving anything away at the end. And I think it wraps up so well. The questions I want to ask, I don't want to give
anything away. And as part of the writing team and of course the production team, you know, with the script, we went back and forth on endings and we felt like, I don't know if satisfying it's tricky. A lot of my favorite movies, and I don't know about you, but a lot of the best movies and my favorite movies are the ones without the most satisfying endings.
Yeah.
Because I think people love, you know, whether it's Romeo and Juliet, it's almost like, you know, the boy in the striped pajamas is like the perfect example of a terrible ending. And just like, I remember being in that movie with my mom and the ending, and we were just like, and by no means is this ending remotely as tragic as that, but we were just frozen in our seats and she's bawling. I'm trying to keep it together. And it's like, damn, this is why, you know, we do what we do, is just to have that effect on people or, you know, that feeling. And I feel like this movie, the ending might not be the most satisfying ending, but it was real. And it felt like makes the most sense for the movie.
Yeah. And, you know, I like that you use the term real, because that was one of the things I loved about the film, is it just felt sort of grounded. Like, this is not a film where you have, you know, 10,000 massive car explosions or anything like that. It really feels like a character drama with these people sort of trying to make their way through each day. And I thought
that was, yeah.
Yeah.
And that's a testament obviously to Joe, but you know, to Portland, you know, and Maine as a whole, I feel like, you know, it's a very grounded, it's a very real, the people are real there. And that was my biggest goal in the movie, was to make it very real. Maybe not necessarily the story is so much like real, but just the surrounding, the people, the characters, and the feel of the movie to be real.
Mm. Power is a big thing in this film. There's a number of different aspects, different ways. Tommy has a lot of strength, but he's sort of caught up in a game. Kerrigan sort of holds power. I was wondering, to you, you know, as involved as you were as the development of the script, which character feels the most powerful to you, and in what way?
Emma.
Hmm.
You know, she got out. She made her own decisions. She made her own decisions to come back. She made a decision to help Tommy. Emma seems, even though she's searching for answers the entire movie, she seems the one that's by far the most in control and powerful to me, by far.
Interesting. Yeah, that's interesting.
Yeah.
I wondered that because she's, I mean, her relationship, she's definitely one of the more confident characters, but she's also, like you said, she was able to separate herself.
Mm-hmm.
This seems like a juke to the left, and in some ways it is. I'm just really curious.
Yeah.
Lobster fishing. Had you done that before as part, you know?
Did it look like I did it?
It looked like you, well, I've never done it, so it looked like you knew what you were doing.
No, I had never done it. I was a complete poser. I in Maine, you know, you grow up fishing. Of course, I grew up going on boats and fishing, and I'm very familiar with the coast and the wharf and just the atmosphere down there. I think all of us are that are from Maine, but I had never been lobstering ever. I grew up washing dishes and doing the restaurant business and stuff like that. But I have friends that are lobstermen, and luckily our lobsterman advisor, Steve Train, made me somewhat look like a lobsterman, but nope, that was all new ball game. And that's me fixing the rigs and doing all that. And I struggled a lot.
Well, you fooled me. So there you go. It looked authentic to me.
That's editing. Thank you, Meredith, our amazing editor. That's editing.
You know, as we start to wrap up, Greg, one of the things I loved, another line that I loved, it comes up a couple times, is sometimes a man's got to do what he don't want to do.
Yeah.
I was wondering if you could talk about that conflict and what it means to you and your character.
I think every man or woman, anybody on this earth, you know, we all on a daily basis have things we necessarily don't, you know, want to do, but we have to do. You know, the most rewarding things in life are done the least, but provide the most. You know, it's that same old thing. It's just, in this case, it was escalated more into a movie version. Right. So, yeah, I mean, we all do things we don't necessarily want to do every day, but have to do.
Yeah. I appreciate that.
Lives were on the line in this movie, you know. That's what makes it Hollywood, I guess.
Right. Well, honestly, Greg, I appreciate your time. The movie is great. It's a ton of fun. And I really did think the ending stuck the landing. Like you said, it's not quote unquote always satisfying, but it was really satisfying, and I thought it really wrapped up things well. So
means a lot you say that, brother. Thank you very much.
No, I mean it. Thanks again, and yeah. Have a great day. I really appreciate it.
You too, bro. Okay.